Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. So good to have you here for the conversation. Remember, if you ever missed one, go to stevegruber.com, click on the podcast. You can share it with your friends and family and anywhere else, or you can just listen to it again yourself if there's something you missed. And I mention that because our next guest is a doctor who specializes in taking care of prostate cancer. He's a urologist, Dr. Richard Sarl, with SMG Urology in Sparrow Hospital. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on.
Important to note that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And for those that didn't take biology classes the way you did, what is the prostate gland? Where is it located? And why is it so problematic?
Well, the prostate is located in the outlet of the bladder. You know, men go to the bathroom through the prostate, and that's why a lot of guys have problems with their flow as they get older. And, you know, unfortunately, prostate cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in men in America. And so we try to educate our patients about the necessary tests they can get to make sure that this doesn't become a problem.
Now, you talk about flow as men get older. Obviously, we know that little boys have a lot more horsepower, if you will, than their fathers or grandfathers. And why is that?
Well, what happens is a lot of men, as they age, the prostate does enlarge. And I explain to patients that the prostate is kind of like the doorway to the bladder. And as you get older, this valve, so to speak, gets a little tight, and it restricts that flow. And that's why some men do develop these slower flow symptoms, frequency, urgency, and getting up at night.
All right, so that part of it in and of itself, not a concern, but prostate cancer, you hear about it fairly frequently. There are some basic tests to do. But before I get there, what are some of the things, red flags, concerns, warning signs, if you will?
Well, one of the problems with prostate cancer is that there aren't a lot of symptoms. Most men with prostate cancer don't have symptoms. What a lot of men do have is those urinary symptoms, and most of the time, those symptoms are from an enlarged prostate. But even those symptoms are worthwhile being seen by a urologist just to make sure that there's not an underlying problem. In addition, I would say that if you ever see blood in your urine at all, you definitely need to see your doctor, because a lot of people think that, oh, it just happened once, it's not a big deal. That's one of those conditions that I would recommend you see your doctor to get checked out if you do notice that.
Now, you know, I'm just at that threshold of 50 now, and I know that it's true for all sorts of different things, that I need to get a stress test, I need to get, you know, a colonoscopy, certain things. Is there a test for prostate that I should be getting now that I'm 50?
Well, I think the two big tests we always talk about is the dreaded finger check that everyone talks about, as well as the blood test called PSA, which is prostate-specific antigen. The government, or the U.S. Preventive Medicine Task Force, had made a recommendation several years ago that maybe PSA wasn't such a good idea. They recently reversed this recommendation, and really what it is, it warrants a discussion with your doctor if you meet the risk requirements to get a PSA and a finger check. Most guidelines do recommend those tests be discussed at age 50, and I do think they're very important to be discussed with your doctor.
Fair enough. Dr. Richard Sarl here, urologist, SMG Urology, with the Sparrow Medical Group, for those of you wondering. So let me ask you this, doctor. How long have you been a urologist? How long have you been in the field?
This is my 13th year as a urologist, and I trained for about 7 years doing a fellowship in oncology, urologic oncology, during my training.
So you're a couple decades into this, and the reason I bring this up is, over the last 20 years, how far have we come in the ability to diagnose properly, to get early detection, to give people a fighting chance, if you will? How far have we advanced medically?
I think we're a world away from where we were even when I started my training, you know, about, you know, 19 years ago. We used to treat almost everyone with prostate cancer. Now, about half the patients we diagnosed with cancer don't need treatment. They need close follow-up, and they can avoid surgery. They can avoid radiation. With close monitoring, we can make sure they stay safe. And we're getting much better at treating the people that need it, and observing the people that can avoid these treatments that can result in a lot of different problems that you may not need to face because your cancer is not that aggressive. And that's what I really like to educate patients about. Most prostate cancer can be safely watched. Some needs aggressive treatment.
So that's interesting. I mean, that's fascinating, because prostate cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in men after lung cancer and a leading cause of death in men in America here. So elaborate a little bit, if you would, Dr. Sarl, on why patients don't need surgery if you find this cancer.
Well, what we found is that when we first identify prostate cancer, we're able to put patients into the appropriate risk group. If you have high-risk prostate cancer, you do need treatment, and we talk about surgery and radiation. But if you are diagnosed in the lowest risk group for prostate cancer, which is probably the vast majority of men that we see, in that risk group, the odds of mortality at 5 years is zero, and the odds of mortality at a decade is in the 1-4% range. So given those small risk categories, the low-risk prostate cancer patient can be safely watched.
And I find that just incredible. I mean, I know that imaging and all the technology that has come in just the last 10 or 15 years leaps and bounds ahead of where we used to be, of course, and even when you started your training. So my question to you, and I think it's fairly obvious, if you have a regular family doctor, you should talk to them about prostate cancer. You should ask them about a digital exam. You should ask them if you're 40 and you have the risk factors, maybe you should consider it. But certainly at 50, you should talk about it. Does that sound about right?
I do. I think that's exactly right. I do think a PSA is a useful test, but it sometimes your doctor may need some help, and that's when they can involve a specialist like a urologist to help with that decision-making about whether you can be watched or whether you need a biopsy in the first place.
Fair enough. And again, not a lot of clear symptoms, so the best thing to do is consult your doctor, your physician, and ask them what they think and, you know, get some good advice. Dr. Richard Sarl, urologist with the Sparrow Medical Group. You can also call in Southern Michigan, 517-364-5655. That's 517-364-5655. Doctor, I'll give you the last word.
Hey, I want to thank you very much for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for being here. Remember, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. That's why the folks at SMG, the Sparrow Medical Group, are looking out for you at the urology department. Again, 517-364-5655. This is the Steve Gruber Show.